This is the Momentum Educate and Innovate podcast.
Hello, Sanya. Nice to see you again. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself and what are you doing here today?
Hi, it's so unusual to speak to you even in this format. We have microphones in front of us. We have earphones. We have all this techie things. And what people might not know is that you and I used to chat like this over a cup of coffee here in the west of Ireland in this area. It's nice to be back in Ireland, even for a few days. I'm visiting my Momentum pals. So my name is Sanya Ivandic. At the moment, I live in Germany. I have a company called Outside Media Knowledge. I used to work with Momentum for Momentum. And let's go deeper into who we are and what we do.
You yourself are a female entrepreneur. Can you tell us which skills would be important for any female entrepreneur, or what would be challenges that you faced?
I'll go with challenges. Mm-hmm. It's a great question. Mm-hmm. And thank you for saying skills first and then challenges. But female entrepreneurs, I'm learning, have the habit of just looking at those challenges and sometimes just stopping because they do get overwhelming, and the world is more challenging towards females in the sense that it's not overly friendly in that way. So that's something we must improve. So the first challenge would be to recognize yourself as an entrepreneur. To say yes, I am. As even as you're posing the question, I'm questioning your question. I'm like, oh, I'm not. I don't know if I am. I don't know. But yeah, thank you. I am an entrepreneur, I guess. And the skill set that goes into that probably depends on the industry and on the idea. But I would say in my case, it's good to be a generalist. I'm not, professionally, I'm not the person who specializes in one narrow thing. For example, I'm not an IT person, but I have IT skills. I'm not just an inclusion specialist, but I do have inclusion expertise and experience in my profile. So sometimes the skill is, as I was joking the other day, sometimes the skill is fixing the page numbers on a PowerPoint document. Sometimes the skill is creating innovative, advanced solutions for industry of education, in my case. Sometimes the skill is knowing marketing from A to Z and implementing marketing solutions. So being a generalist, in my opinion, is a huge advantage in today's world of business for any gender, especially now when the technology is taking care of some specialized areas. I don't want to frighten any specialists, but gaining some generalist skills, meaning being able to look at the whole project, the whole community, a problem as one complete section, looking from the bird's perspective, that's a skill that's important to maintain the business, I would say. And talking a lot that would be another skill.
Yeah, that's always a good skill. Absolutely. And maybe last question. What are your future plans with Outside?
That's a lovely question. A strategic one. One with the marketing outlook. Outside is a company focused on marketing solutions. And we add a bit of spice to that. So when we create marketing campaigns, especially those that result with video formats, when we create marketing strategies, we spice things up with an inclusion element to that. So we want our marketing clients to be sure that they are inclusive, that they use inclusive language, and that they truly include everyone, and that they're not the part of the world that's making this world full of divisions. So that's what we bring to our marketing clients. Then we have our social innovation aspect with our EU-funded projects. We are going to continue with that, with being creative, innovating, creating partnerships, writing the projects, and hopefully implementing more of them, making social impact in Germany and across Europe. And to those projects, then we bring the research expertise, we bring the creation of intellectual outputs, and we bring marketing skills. So that's kind of a two-way path. So we want to continue that. We want to do more of that. We want to continue with our multicultural magazine and make it really steady and known across more and more countries. And that's kind of a midterm plan and extending into the long-term plan. But most importantly, we are just so excited to network with organizations across Europe and to learn from them. And it doesn't stop in Europe. Currently, we're collaborating with 3 organizations from Africa, from Ghana, Kenya, and Tanzania. And we're creating some exciting, innovative projects there. In the agricultural sphere, which is new to us, but we bring our inclusive and marketing expertise into that partnership. So just staying open and creative in the future, that's the main plan.
Brilliant. How was your trip to Ireland this time around? Did you enjoy it?
I always enjoy coming to Ireland. Ireland is one of my 3 homes. It's lovely to be coming back. And when I post on social media, together with my my husband, who's also my colleague, we both post we're coming to Ireland. It's so exciting to see so many welcoming messages from very diverse people who are our friends saying welcome home. That's always very touching. Mm-hmm. So Ireland is home, and I know it's home for you as well. Mm-hmm. And I know you have a similar story with the background and with coming here. It's just not enough time, but I will keep coming back because first of all, we have friends here in Momentum. Mm-hmm. And I know we'll be coming back to your office here many, many times. And that's a wonderful partnership. And I know you will be coming to us, visit us in Germany. And we're leaving after 6 days. It has been so exciting. We've seen all of the Momentum team, all of the Momentum friends. We have been included in this wonderful celebration of Momentum's 20 years. And we feel the pride and joy that you feel as well, because being 20 years in Momentum or being fresh in Momentum, it's the same exciting feeling. And I can see it on all of your faces, all of the team. So it's been one of the most beautiful and welcoming moments ever. It doesn't feel like a job, but it is a job. So isn't that perfect then? Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll come back then, I think even this year. So we're not really sad then, but just we feel fulfilled.
That's good to hear. I would like to see you again very soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. It's been lovely to see you, and I wish you all the best in your future endeavors, Sonia.
Thank you, Ivan, and you too. And it's so exciting to have a podcast with you after knowing you for many years, and after knowing that we come from the same kind of area of the world. which is Croatia and Bosnia. Mm-hmm. And it's just an honor. And I think this audio, whoever hears it or doesn't, we should keep it somewhere, somehow in a digital form, framed, if that's possible, as a nice memory. Thank you for having me. And just good luck to you all. And I'm wishing you all 20 more years, 30 more years of wonderful work and experiences.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Sanya.
This is the Momentum Educate and Innovate podcast.